Yeah, man. What's good, baby?
What's going on, internet?
Episode number 40. This is Major.
This is J-Mac.
What's poppin'?
In the house.
Yeah.
Hood Hype East. East side of the state.
And we getting at y'all, man, before we about to roll to the car show, bro. You excited?
Yeah. Hell yeah. We're gonna, hopefully, with any luck, we'll get some poor audio quality comments while we're there. We'll see what happens.
Hell yeah. We really trying to get some pictures, though, man. I know y'all probably seen them all over the internet anyway, but we taking our own shits.
Yeah, but there's tons of pussy at the auto show, dude.
Yeah, we're going to get some snapshots of that, too. You already know. Get some pictures of me behind the wheel of fuck the Phantom or something, man. I don't care what it is, man.
If they'll let you touch it.
Yeah, dude.
Don't like black guys near them cars, man.
Oh, they don't do that. Shit, fuck them, man. I'm about to walk them in there and be like, look, man, I'm Major. This is Hood Hype. Step aside. Step aside. Let me sit down. And I'll probably get shown the door real fucking like, quick.
Major what? Major what? Oh, I got to apologize for my cold, man, right off the top. I hope nobody gets too grossed out, man. But
yeah, man, you sound like...
I'm fucking the white Isaac Hayes right now.
A nest full of boogers over there, bro. Like,
listen to that compression. God damn, listen to that compression.
Yeah, that shit sound good today.
Yeah.
Sound real good.
We're working on it. That's why these shows sound kind of weird, because we're kind of working on it. So,
like I said, we be changing shit up every week, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Let me run down a winner from, it was episode number 38, Young Onyx with Bang Out. The cats that got Fredro Starr guiding their career, man. They out of Queens, New York, just like Onyx, man. And they took the crown. Get at them at youngonyx.com.
I love Young Onyx, man.
Yeah, that track, you was going nuts over
there.
Hell
yeah, man. That's just like 90s.
It did, man. It had that throwback feel to it, man. So if y'all ain't hear it, go back and listen to that episode for sure.
Yeah.
Shoot, man. The Hood blog, man. We talked about it last episode. It's going nuts, man.
Man, we've been posting that bitch, and people have been responding.
Yeah,
I mean,
man. Traffic is fucking insane right now.
Double. Yeah.
Double real quick.
That fucking shit's fun though, man. We had we'll get into that later. The whole voting with Vita and
Joanna. We got some updates and shit, but the blog is nuts, man. So when you go to the site, look at the top. There's a link right there for Hood Blog. Go there and check it out, or go to hoodhype.com/blog.
Yeah.
It's the jump off. So go there and check it out for real.
Without a doubt, man. That shit's fun too.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into the first track, man. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
I'm trying to think what we want to hear first, man. I think I'm going to get into this Savoir Faire by my man Loot.
Yeah. Oh.
What's happening?
Loot. Yeah. he queued up in the track. Is that? Oh, that is Loot.
The title threw me off.
Absolute.
I'm like looking at the shit like, where the fuck is the track?
Who submits that shit as Loot? All right, let's get into
this. This shit is hot though. Episode 40.
I've been doing my thing, running amok for years. If I hate on a nigga, who gives a fuck? Who cares? Absolute truth. When I step in the booth, local ice cream man, so come get a scoop. Hate a proof on some fly shit without gator boots. Floss and you go. Bought paper, denim, and Lacoste. Design it down, but it don't define a sound. Recognize, you can rewind it or write it down. Roll it up and light it now. Niggas don't have a clue what I'm about to do till I come bouncing through. Cause I'm housing you, need a ounce or two. Purple and gold leaves, no sins to see. Buy you a drink, oh please. Got an independent woman that's getting her own cheese. I'm a rap scholar with an MC in degree. I got that, you got that, we got that. Come to this, I'm tight savage. Can I live quite lavish? Cop property before carriage. You didn't know, you silly rabbits. Shine at it, rhyme at it, sublime at it. So many lanes in the rap game, I've had it. So I set trends, one spins plus ends. Ain't trying to lose, I'm in it to win. Hotter than Remy Martin, chased with gasoline in hand. Fascinated by these gems that I drop. I'm international like IHOP, but yet it still stays local like my block. More fire won't stop. Solid as a rock, holla if you got pop. I'ma go from broke to caked up. Non-motivated niggas, best to wake up. Foolish when you don't learn, don't miss your turn. I'm about to be the black rap David Stern. I got that, you got that, we got that.
Absolutely.
I got that, you got that, we got that.
Sam on me.
A-B-S-U-L-O-T. more game than the rest of them. Know how to walk, certain swagger like the best of them. Unorthodox, no need for the questioning. Think out the box, they try to sound like the rest of them. Original, my speech rather unique. Classic is throwbacks, vintage is antiques. My mind's a reservoir, holding my repertoire. Best selling literature, raising the temperature. Any up, cause these stakes is high. I'ma get it like they got it, sick of just getting by. I'm a hustler, go get a flow better, it'll touch ya. Let's go head up, so fed up with these busters. Lackluster rhymes, absolute show to shine. Just in time, it'll stay today. So have no fear, never knew, now you know I got sound warfare. I got that, you got that, we got that. Absolute.
Yo, Maya Azucena.
Yeah, what y'all know about that
y'all
right
know
there?
About that.
Yeah, that's right.
Come
Sad
on.
Warfare.
Yeah, baby, that's what's up right there. That's the man Luke. Man, or aka Absolute, man. I guess is his full name. Dude threw us off because he typed in Luke when he turned in his track. But either way, man, the track was a banger. Was feeling the chick on the hook too, man. And that beat, woo! I'm loving it. I'm loving it. J-Mac just got back in the building, man.
Sorry,
out there
bro.
Running errands during the track.
Fucking trying to get the goddamn. Never mind.
See here, man.
Wow.
Shoot, man, this week, man.
Woo!
Biggest story.
Yeah.
In the hip hop nation, man, was DJ Drama and Don Cannon, man, arrested.
Yeah.
Arrested on some bullshit, man. They had these dudes on the Atlanta news, man, like it was like they was arresting John Gotti, man. It led off the news story. They
got Gangsta Grills.
Yeah, they got Drama and Cannon's faces up there looking crazy. And they raided their studio, man, confiscated, what was it, 80,000 CDs, I think it was.
A lot.
Took the computers, took cash money, took everything about the studio.
They were bootlegging.
Okay, man. Bootlegging what, man? What were they bootlegging? I just want to know.
Movies. I don't know. I'm just... go ahead, man. Continue. I know.
No, man, because, I mean, shoot. To me, man, at first when I thought about it, I was like, okay, maybe they wasn't paying taxes on their shit. Maybe they were just running it under the table filthy. But then I started reading more articles, man, on these websites out here, and they was like, nah, man. Drama was up on his business. He paid taxes on everything, had everything legit. So that wasn't it. And then if you watch the video of them when they was raiding the thing, you saw the dudes in the RIAA jackets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it must be they was, you know, cracking down on them for using people's music.
Yeah.
But then I read another article and they're like, Drama gets permission from the major record labels to do these mixtapes.
Yeah,
they,
but the RIAA ain't getting their cut.
Yeah,
that's
the
shit.
Yeah, and that's what it come down to, man.
It does.
That's what, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to argue with you. Honest to God, man. I was prepared to argue with you, and it's totally got shot down after you just said that. Honest to God. Because I don't have any argument now. If he had permission from the labels, fuck the RIAA.
Exactly. What is you messing with him for? If he got permission, the labels pay these DJs. And to me, honestly, man, I listen to lots of mixtapes, but I didn't really understand the whole business of it, how everybody goes. I know everybody ain't legit, and I know everybody doesn't do mixtapes with the label's permission.
Yeah.
But big dogs like Drama, K-Slay, the big cats in the game, man.
That's how they get the word out.
Yeah,
about
they get
the singles.
Paid checks from these labels to, hey, man, do this mixtape. Let's get some publicity for so-and-so. So, man, what is y'all, the RIAA, what is y'all doing, man? What the fuck?
I mean, they're not getting their cut.
Back off, man.
Shit, I mean, man, I'm not sure. Thing, where do they play? They play, what role do they play as far as,
They're supposed to be the label's affiliate to recuperate money for artists. But I'm like, if the label's is cool, then what the fuck is y'all?
Well, I mean, I guess over the next few weeks is going to tell. I mean, because if the label, the label's obviously not going to press charges if they were paying him to do it, you know?
No, well, see, this is the thing, man. And this is, to me, man, from the RIAA perspective, man. No disrespect to you, man. From the white establishment perspective, dude. No, I'm going to go there, man. I got to go there. From the white establishment perspective, they started comparing this shit to crack. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they was like,
wow.
They're like, it's really related to the crack game. If you break down mixtapes, you can make a 900% profit or whatever on mixtapes. And I'm like, man, come on, man, be serious. And that's garbage to me to even try to compare that. Now, the similarities to it as far as how the establishment looks at it is that basically, both things, when they first came on the scene, just like the crack game was ignored by the establishment, when it was ruining the ghettos, at first nobody cared. But once young minorities could profit off of it and make some loot, oh shit, we've got to get involved.
Hey, do you think it's minorities, though? I mean, Drama's half, it looks like he's half white.
Shoot, man, read his name. What was his name? Tyree something. I don't know if it's me, white dude's name, Tyree.
No, I mean, the way I look at it is, for example, it works the same way online. They ain't gonna fucking give you shit until you're making some profit. When they see you're making like fucking $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year, it's gonna raise a red flag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what. But it's bullshit though. It's like, we'll ignore it as long as it's small. And then the other thing, man, that, you know what I'm saying, the only similarity I see to the crack game is that it spread like wildfire, because in the beginning, mixtapes was underground, man.
Oh, they're almost diluted.
It was on
now.
The street corners. Yeah, now it's like so many mixtapes.
Yeah.
That is, it's nuts, old. You know what I'm saying? But now that there's so many, it's so profitable. So they got to get involved, man. And that's bullshit, man. I'm tired of it, bro.
I don't know, man.
Like I said, man, it don't matter what minorities get into, man.
I don't think it's a minority thing, man. How are you even going to go with a minority thing, though? Seriously.
Because, just like the
crack game, they're making more money.
They will ignore it until it's big. Once niggas can make money off of it, it's a problem.
But look at marijuana. I mean, if my buddy down the street's selling me marijuana, which he does. Oh, I mean, like, if he's selling me marijuana for, like, a dime bag here and there. But if that motherfucker's got, like, a goddamn hydroponics lab, like in that Ludacris video underneath his fucking house, then
yeah, I mean,
whatever. You're trying to remember which video it was,
right? No. So I'm saying you.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean, then they're gonna be like, oh shit, why is? I mean, it's gonna, when you start making big moves, I mean, it's gonna raise a red flag somewhere. I ain't buying the race thing, man. I'm sorry.
I'm saying, hey, it's a his. It listen.
So you think RIAA sat there and said, oh, that's a black guy. We should fucking target him.
No, not him specifically. They looked at the whole mixtape industry and was like, these young Negroes and Hispanics is getting over.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I mean, you do raise a good point, because I know that even here in Detroit, two places been busted. Yeah. Channel 7 News has been reporting on it.
Flat out, man. That's what it is. They like, minorities is getting over. And it's like, in the mixtape game, it's a gray area to me, because there's no clear-cut standards.
What were you saying the reasoning was as far as like copyright shit? But that was as far as using other people's beats.
Yeah. And that's where, you know what I'm saying, that's where
But they're actually putting out singles that are going to be on people's albums. That's the difference.
So, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I'm pissed off. They posted bail. I'm anxiously awaiting to see how this whole trial or whatever's going to happen, whatever's going to come out of it, how that's all going to play out,
He's obviously going to be DJing parties for the rest of his life. He ain't fucking with mixtapes no more.
Man, I don't think so, man. I think he going to, like, you know what I'm saying, throw his middle fingers up at them bitches and be like, hey, I'm right back in business, because I don't think he's doing nothing wrong.
I wonder, you know, you always wonder if some back end shit was going on where he pissed off some label and then they just reported his ass. You know that shit goes on under the table.
And that's what was in one of the articles. They was like, Drama is so on top of his business, there's no way this is a mistake on his end. They say this is some vendetta that he didn't pissed off somebody and they didn't went through this way to go after him.
Yeah, so what's up with Mix Unit and all them fucking mixtape sites, man? Those put gangster grills down to shit, man. Those are huge.
Yeah, I mean, either way, somebody's hating, man. And it's bullshit.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's get into the next track.
Let's get into another one. I'm fucking heated, man. I'm angry.
Ooh, Nate's getting racist. Oh, major.
But yeah, man, let's go ahead and jump into the Academy, man. This one's called I Miss New York. And this is a real topic, man. There's a lot of people that feel this way about the New York scene, man.
I feel that way, big time.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that until New York start doing them again and doing their style of music and not trying to borrow from the South or from whoever's hot at the moment, that they never going to be back on the top like they should be, man.
They're probably pissed at the white man, too. All right, let's go.
Ever since that 50 Cent drop, before they was rich hustlers like Jay-Z, or grimy like X, and hard for the streets like the mighty Yellow X. I see faces in the floor, so I walk around paranoid like something's going wrong. The fans getting stepped on, yeah, is that wrong? And Compton's back too, I'm seeing Chuck Taylors. We used to set trends, now we follow every flavor. I ain't trying to spit hollows over rap, I'm trying to get guap off this rap. And y'all in that position, but y'all motherfuckers just beefing and snitching. It's crazy, I don't even understand no more. Shit, I miss New York, you know? I miss New York when Big Papa was living. I miss New York when Tupac was spitting. I miss New York when Big Pun was killing. I miss New York, man,
and I miss New York. I miss New York when Big L was spitting. I miss New York, Jim Master J spinning. I even miss New York when Aaliyah was singing. I miss New York, man, I miss New York.
It used to be about rapping for fun and showing your skills, not keys of coke and the dudes you kill. I remember BDP and Tribe Called Quest. You wanted to be the best, you ain't need no vest. Lost Boys kept the party popping before the bodies dropping. Niggas was hard, niggas was real. You had ass skills, or niggas wasn't getting a deal. Fake niggas got this, we used to call that biting. Now it's twisted up, niggas call that writing. Jack his flow, steal his style. Cock your gun, film a DVD, act wild as wax. It ain't original, leave a salute, Onyx. That's a Sonic and Big L for writing a bonics. Africa been by the Run DMC and ODB. You see them dudes I mentioned? They ain't sound alike. They made you feel them by keeping it real. Real to themselves is stopping, that's when hip-hop fell. I miss them good old days, we gotta bring the truth. I'm down on my knees, tears in the booth. A cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Cure New York, I've been listening to Kane for days.
Man, remember knocking Guru on the tape deck, nice and smooth. All of that, man. We gotta bring it back to the originality, man.
I miss New York when Big Papa was living. I miss New York when Tupac was spitting. I miss New York when Big Pun was killing. I miss New York, man, I miss New York. I miss New York when Big L was spitting. I miss New York, Jim Master J spinning. I even miss New York when Aaliyah was singing. I miss New York, man, I miss New York.
Yeah, man.
That shit's gonna ride out for another minute.
Actually, let's talk over that beat, man. I like that,
that
track.
That beat's hot.
Yeah.
So about the blog, man. Tell me about the blog. Hey, hand me a beer.
Oh, you need a beer right quick?
Yeah.
All right, man. I got you. But yeah, man. The blog is nuts, man. I'm loving it, man. I never thought I'd be safe. That I'm happy to be a blogger. I'm a blogger and proud.
I know, man. I know so many people who hate that fucking word.
Yeah, that word
blogging
sucks.
You blogging?
But yeah, man. We out there, man, posting crazy stuff, man. Just our opinions on whatever. And shoot, some of the hot topics out there right now is shit. Number one is the voting that we got going on, bro.
People vote like a bitch, man. Without a doubt. I mean, the Vita thing surprised me because I know, for one, being a tech dude, that our site don't get shit. Our shows through iTunes and Smooth Beats and shit. I mean, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people are hearing this. Yeah, the site ain't getting shit for traffic. Well, I was proved way fucking wrong, man.
Yeah, man, because we threw that out there.
And
it's damn. Nuts, man, because you know we've been debating, man. Fro and this guy over here is all on Vita. They're swinging from Vita's G-string. Dangling off it.
Swinging on it. Swinging.
Yeah. And so we found this Joanna Shari. Beautiful girl, man. We got her out there with a competition, and we got votes coming in like crazy. And currently, man, Vita's holding it down. I can't lie. It's about 60-40, I think.
Wait, what's your reasoning? Oh, she's just a favorite.
She's more
famous.
Popular, man.
Fuck that. Come on, man.
If you're gonna say popularity don't matter, then you crazy.
It does, but like not said, when it comes to females.
The fact that 40% of the people are backing me up. I'm confident in my decision, man. Fuck y'all.
All right, whatever.
So, man, go out there and get your vote in if you haven't, man. Go check the pictures. Oh, my God, man.
There's even better ones out
pictures
there.
Pictures is nuts.
Fro, he's got to have a candlelight vigil of that shit or something, man.
Yeah, that dude be studying. He got every Vita JPEG that's out there, man. For real. But go check it out. Get your vote in, man. Vote for Joanna, y'all.
Oh, vote for Joanna, man.
Y'all hear me? Vote for her. She's thicker. She's better. Vote for Joanna. All right? Enough said.
Vita's got 2, 3, 4 reasons to not vote for Joanna.
Okay,
5 reasons.
Shoot,
6.
The other big topic, man, is your one of your favorite producers
is,
of all
man.
Time, man. Timberland.
I found out he's biting.
Jacking for beats. Timberland jacking. And he ain't just jacking, man. He jacking from overseas. He's long distance jacking.
And it's not jacking, man. That shit's fucking overdubbing shit and throwing drums on it and saying, that's
fine. Hell yeah, man. Timbaland bit this track, man. It's Nelly Furtado, right? Is the one he did it
yeah,
for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember the name of the track, though. It's like Do Something.
Yeah, I can't remember neither.
Whatever it was.
I don't really
was,
like it. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's got a good melody to it and shit, but I was like...
That's some shit you take E to or X to, you be out at the club.
Fuck it
that,
is
man.
Stupid.
With a glow stick or something. Fuck that, man.
Yeah. I was shocked, though, man. And then I was even more shocked. You know what it is, though?
What's up?
It's like the response was fucking huge. I mean, it was like, I put that shit up in an hour, or I put it up at like 9 in the morning on a Saturday. On a Saturday, and then there was like 100 votes on it within an hour.
It's crazy. Right now, that mug is approaching about 500 votes, man.
Damn.
And right now,
it's a computer
95%
nerd.
Of motherfuckers.
No, here's the race thing. It's a computer nerd thing. You know that there's 150 million computer nerds just raging pissed. They're like, black guy stealing. Yeah. Black guy, oh my God, black guy stealing the beats.
Yeah. You're probably right.
And that beat is like, or that track is the old MIDI shit is like fucking 20 years old and
shit. Yeah, it's
old
as hell. Stupid. I ain't confront though. I casting my vote. Timberland, you're guilty, motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
Yeah, I had 100%. To vote against it, man. He jacked it straight up.
Yeah, he did, man. He did more than jack that shit. He copied. Nice. He copied and put some drums on it.
He did, man.
And that ain't, it wasn't sampling. He looped that shit and put beats and put a drum, and then put drums over top of the fucking drums that were already there.
Now, his do sound better. That's the only thing I give to him. His sounds thicker, but I mean...
Yeah, because he put a little bass
on it. Yeah, he put some bass on it.
Which replicated the bass that was already there. Anyway, moving on.
Excellent. But we blogging about everything, man. Yeah. Sports, man. If y'all watched the Pistons game last night, oh, man, tell me you didn't see this little cat fight between
I saw that clip.
Kevin Garnett and McDice.
McDice is a pussy.
Nah, man, McDice ran up. McDice wanted to go for some, man.
He's always made me look at him as a pussy.
Well, McDice?
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
I don't know,
McDice,
man.
Is raw.
He looks
KG
soft.
The one throwing, man.
He's a flower.
Throwing that bitch punch. He ought to be fined $20,000 for impersonating a right cross. That shit was gay.
Did they say what the punishment was?
Nah, not yet. It'll be handed. I mean, there shouldn't be nothing. Then nothing happened.
Naughty blacks.
Yeah, man.
I'm just a racist motherfucker.
I see. Yeah, you got you going today. Man.
I'm trying to get you going, motherfucker. It ain't working.
Real big. Watch the clip, though. This shit is terrible, man. And I was talking about the NBA fights ain't shit no more, man. For real. Just watch that
did.
One
he
for
tossed
evidence.
A couple people, too, didn't he? McDice.
Yeah, he threw one dude to the floor. I told you, McDice ain't no punk,
shit.
Man.
McDice is
real.
Though.
KG is a hoe, man. He ran away. I like KG as a player, but... Show me something, man. Throw your hands.
The Pistons are getting a bad rap, man.
Yeah, Pistons just picked up C-Webb, though. So,
yeah.
I'm excited about
Hell
that.
Oh yeah, man. That's Thanks, good man. News. Maybe somebody will pay him off to do something this time, too.
You know C-Webb being that shady business. I can't even speak on it, man. He ruined Michigan for a few years.
He did, man. He fucking killed the Fab Five.
Hell yeah, man.
God damn it.
He had him fucked up, man.
He did, man. The whole fucking thing, man. God damn. But he did produce that track on the Nas album.
Yeah.
Blood
did,
Ashes.
Too. Yep. Yeah, I was surprised, too. I couldn't believe it, because that beat is on fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to C-Webb. Shit, man, NFL playoffs are jumping off, man. We'll know who's going to the Super Bowl, so we'll be talking about that.
Wish we were going. We're not.
Hell yeah, we're not. We're too poor.
Yes, fucking sponsors who promised to come through the don't, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know who you are. Fuck them. Whatever.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Well, shit, man, you ready to hear another one, bro?
Yeah, let's jump into a fucking track.
Yeah, so we've been talking our asses off for a minute
fucking,
here.
You know what really gets old is...
What's that?
Nothing. You know what? We got to hurry and get the fuck out of here, because we got to... We gotta get going to that auto show, man.
Yeah, it is getting late. So I'm about to throw a banger in for y'all, man. This right here is different. We've been beating it up with hip hop for weeks now. Throwing it up to R&B, man. We about to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
This is Ginger Jackson, man. This trick, right? I said this trick. Oh my goodness. I'm out of
power. She's not.
I'm running off of the mouth. This chick right here.
She's a fantastic singer. Exceptional.
On fire. The name of this track is called Searching. Man, it sounds like some Erykah Badu or.
Yeah, don't get turned off too quick,
man. It's crazy, but the production is nuts. She can sing her ass off, man. So let's go ahead and...
Don't be a bitch either, man. Don't be fast-forwarding through this shit. You better listen to this chick. This is a fire-ass
track.
This
is hood hype, man.
Appreciate some music, goddammit.
Everything. Hip-hop, R&B.
Not a doubt.
No matter what it is. Good music, though. Episode 40. Yay!
Close blinds, waking eyes. My J-O-B is calling for me, running.
in late, no breakfast, I decline. Wasting time, I kiss my lover goodbye. Satin linen, Marvin Gaye spinning. Can we go on and on and on until the shadow of your smile is shut
Jackson right
good
there.
God, man.
Man, that song is nuts.
She has some pipes.
She do. Flat
She's
out.
She's good, man. Damn.
Beautiful voice. Production was on point. And y'all motherfuckers better listen to that song, man. Do not.
Yeah. And fucking rewind.
Yeah, if you
rewind.
Skip to this point, rewind, man, because you missing out.
Fucking iPod
right is...
carrying motherfuckers. Send me an iPod. Send Major an iPod.
Hell yeah, man.
iPod.
Our donation is a fucking stall, man. What's wrong, y'all? Y'all don't want to help me no more?
Whatever.
What's the problem?
Motherfuckers. 313-406-7577 is a number that people should be calling to leave voicemails, which we have on this.
Got on the CD right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get into that after the next track we play. We got
All
some,
right, let's get into it.
We got some freestyles, don't we?
Yeah. There's one freestyle from... Was it Mono from MLS?
Yeah. Slugger left one, so Mono got on this one.
Yeah.
Them cats be spitting.
They do, man. Now they just need to, we need to hook them up with some beats. That's what needs. All right, here we go.
Man, what else we got going on?
What are you doing, man?
Shit, just seeing what's popping, man.
Oh, what's popping? Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yo, what do you want? What are you talking about? What are you looking at? You talking about J-Lo?
Yeah. You could tell. I was studying this topic. I'm like,
did you look at any of the pictures of her, though, man?
Which ones? The new ones?
The ones with the, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, is she getting gray? She getting good.
Yeah. I never thought I would say that about J-Lo, dog.
Yeah.
But what happened to her, man? She fell off. She's getting old. One of the baddest chicks of all time.
And she fucking married a dude that looks like a catfish.
Yeah, he probably told her he can't eat. She can't eat or whatever.
Yeah, she
lost
it.
You see how skinny he is, man. That motherfucker's bones.
We gonna eat strawberries and spinach for dinner tonight.
On a rice diet or some shit.
Don't
man.
Do that to my J-Lo, you motherfucker.
Yeah, man. For real. She just fell off, y'all. How old is she now? She ain't 40 yet, is she?
I don't know.
She's getting up there, but yeah, man.
If I saw her face to face, I'd still pound it.
I know you would.
I mean, in front of her. Oh, no, what?
This coming from a dude who talked about Barbara Walters. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know you would still.
I'd bang Barbara Walters.
Yeah. I'm not going to revisit that one. I'm going to leave that one alone, man. Straight up.
Oh, man. No. My new chick's Paula Patton, man. That chick from Idlewild.
Oh, she was in Idlewild, man.
Sincere,
I was about to watch that last night, man. And
what's
on demand?
On what?
On demand.
HBO?
No, I'm at pay per view.
Oh yeah.
That shit just got on her.
Oh, dude.
I'm late, man. I ain't
she's
get to
a chick. She's
bad.
That's Robin Thicke's wife.
That's his wife.
It's his wife.
Or his
I thought
girl.
It was his girl. It's his wife.
That lucky son of a.
He
bitch.
He locked her down.
Because yeah, I seen the video, man. She ain't just in Idlewild. This is his newest video.
Those thighs, man.
Yeah.
The ladies are upstairs, so I gotta be quiet. Those fucking thighs. He's fucking dude, you wearing a fucking Brazilian short. Fucking just climb up in the ass.
Hell
fucking
yeah,
finger
man.
Pussy a little bit. Fucking be like, bleh. I don't care.
You was a sick bastard, yeah. Man. Sick bastard. Shit, man. What else, man?
Oh, Robin Thicke, man, he looks like a fucking.
He looks like his dad.
He looks like an elf. Have you seen how short that dude
is? He?
His head's all big. And he looks like an elf.
Was he about what? 5'5 or 5'6?
I don't
guy?
Know, man. He's just short looking.
I was fucked up. Too bad for him, man.
Dude can say. You know what?
Say
I gotta
though,
say.
He got a badass chick.
I didn't get to say this last episode, but fucking 2006 was the year of the white dude in hip hop, man. In any urban music. And fucking hip hop and R&B.
What?
Oh, wait, not hip hop. Just R&B.
What are you talking about?
Fucking Justin Timberlake. That was an R.I.C.D. CD, man. Shut the fuck up.
No, I got the first one. I mean, shit. Yeah, I said it. I got the first Justin Timberlake CD.
Justin Timberlake is great.
No, I mean, JT can come with some beats.
Did you ever listen to Robin Thicke's album?
Nah.
That shit was fucking slept on. I'm not kidding. You got to listen to it. He was good, man.
So those two white guys make it the year of the white guy, huh?
Yeah.
Just two?
Yeah.
Two's all it takes?
Yep.
Okay.
Us whiteys got
like
the power.
I like your math. We got two decent albums in this hard year.
You know, I got accused of that. They'll be like, people say, man, here's the thing. I always get accused of this. I'll be like, man, why do you always listen to that black music? Today's a race day.
Yeah, it is.
I get accused. I mean, seriously, they'll call me the W word that I don't say. I swear to God, I will not say it.
They
can
call
say
you a wigger.
That.
Why?
Do I look like, I mean, listen to me. Listen to my voice. Am I?
Yeah, there's nothing wigger about you, man.
It's because of the fucking music I listen to.
Where do you get this at, though? At work?
At work.
The day job?
Work. I get it at work. I get it from certain family members. I'm...
And that's fucked up.
I don't get it.
They
I mean,
throw you
seriously?
In that little pocket like that. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I'm the minority, man. It's a black man's world. It's a
that's
black man's up. World.
Man, that's so crazy. That's
no,
wild.
I don't get it, man. I seriously don't get it. I don't even know what the deal is, but I mean, it's because I love hip hop. But you know what justified it for me? And I've heard, I'm not gonna say any names, but a certain person told me, you know, why do you always listen to black music? And I'd be like, look, if more fucking white people were doing good music that sounded like this, then I'd be listening to it.
He said if it sounded like this.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you like, for example, John B. I mean, I like R&B.
Oh, yeah, John B was the dude.
Yeah, I was the first one to buy that fucker's album, Robin Thicke. First one to buy his fucking album. I'm just saying, I'm not shitting on my own race.
Yeah, it shouldn't be no problem just because you don't like
music.
Rock and roll or whatever that much. That's
the thing.
Yeah, that's not your...
That's the other thing that kills me is the people, fuck rap music, I hate black people, I fucking hate rap music. And then they'll be like, yeah, you hear that new Eminem joint, dude?
You know what's
fucking
crazy?
Eminem?
That's wild that they come up to you and say that, though. That'd be like me being at work and like... My black coworkers be like, you know what, man? You're a black cracker. You're just a fucking Oreo.
Why
that's
do you
crazy.
Listen to that Stone Temple Pilots?
Yeah, that's
there,
crazy.
Major.
So they come up to you and say that. That's wild,
oh,
man.
Yeah, this one dude. I went off on him. What did he say? He's in a fucking cover band. Check this out. He's in a cover band. And for those of you who don't know what a cover band is, it's when they sing other people's songs.
Shit, yeah.
He sings Huey Lewis, fucking Green Day and shit. Man. Other people's music. This motherfucker, I said, when I first started this job, I said, hey, what kind of music you do? And he goes, Oh, well, it's a combination of country and rap. I call it crap.
Wow.
And I'm like, I said, what the
I'm
fuck's that supposed to
I don't work with
me?
These people, man.
I've heard people tell me rap isn't music. And in my previous job, this chick's rap isn't music. My boss, this impressed the shit out of me. My boss come out, he's like, I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
For real, you stood
yeah,
up for
in
it?
In a second, yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know, man. Anyway.
Cool. You want to know, man, I got one more thing I got to get
I'm
in, man.
I'm sorry,
while we on this subject, yeah. What pisses me off, man, is white folks that hate rap music, but you love Eminem. Yo, man. Yo,
or
I
Kid Rock.
Punch y'all in the face, man. That shit irritates me. Yeah, or Kid Rock.
No, that's a lot. That's
I don't
a
really
lot
like. I don't like rap music, but that Eminem is the shit.
I'm like listen. Yeah, I can't stand listening to these black guys shooting people and stuff. But I'll listen to Eminem talk about murdering his mom and eating her guts up.
Maybe it's a Michigan thing, man. Maybe because we right here and this is Eminem's home state. I don't know if y'all hear it where y'all at, but we hear a lot of that here, man. People hate the game, hate hip hop.
Yeah, fuck
Eminem. Love Eminem. Fuck that shit, man. Yeah. Fuck that. If you're going to hate rap, hate them all. Hate Eminem too. Hate everybody.
Yep.
Fuck that.
No, it's a race thing. It's
yeah,
obviously
yeah,
a race
that's obvious
thing.
Race. And when people tell me that, I'd be like, why the fuck did you even tell me that? I want to like slap you. Shut the fuck up.
That's yeah, you know what? I got to be honest too. The thing that justified it for me, because I was starting to question myself. I'm like, what the fuck's my problem? I just love the fucking music, all right? And then I started working with this dude, Matt, and this dude, he's loaded. He drives a fucking Mercedes SL, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking wears the nicest shit, fancy pants motherfucker, lives in the fanciest fucking city in Detroit. This motherfucker bangs like NWA in his car, man, on the way to work. Yeah, he grew up in Long Beach. I didn't even know until I met him. You know, I got to know him, but he's like, I mean.
Yeah, if it's in you, it's in you, yeah. Period. Don't matter, man.
Had nothing to do with color, man. Just let it fucking
go. Fuck all
go.
That color shit, man. If you love the game, you love the game.
Fuck it.
Period.
Wow, man, I ranted a lot. Let's get into a song.
Yeah, man, we've been talking our asses off, man. We're about to jump into this Brook Central.
We have
these
a fucking...
my cats, man, coming out of Watts, California.
Speaking of.
Heck yeah, man. I like this track, man. This track is different,
yeah,
too, man.
Laid back. It's got that Cali sound, man. That's just hard.
Straight up Cali music. So let's jump into it, y'all. Yay!
It's kill or be killed, that's the way of the globe, man. But it's how you go out, you either Pac or you Cobain. Or live in shame, staring through the window pane. Afraid to stand and speaking through a middleman. The ghetto ain't fun no more. It started with water balloon battles. It's safe to say we at war. And niggas ain't caring no more. Everyday way of life, live by the sword and die by the street light. In these streets I might hardly even sleep nights. Since a young type that hardly even sing like. Yeah, one struggle, one hood, one fight. Yeah. One dub, one love, that's right. One stage, one voice, one night. All I want if I think about it in hindsight. But it's no bloods, no you, no me. And that's no fear, no justice, no peace.
Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world wanna hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone. Aim for the sun, stay on your grind. And in time your kingdom will come. Stay focused on what need to be done on me. Cause most of us post-traumatic under the gun. It's like if I ain't locked up, I'm on the run. Just seen the county jail more than my own son. And this ain't script, homie, this here's life. I'm like my grandpa and pops, we done been here twice. I'm the third one to fill his shoes, to fill the inner city blues. Just a rolling stone, sway the way the traffic move. I keep pressing on, a lot of people feel my pain. Daddy walked away, but he left me a name. So I took that road with it, young nigga from Watts did it. That nigga used to be dusty till he got with it. Got chipped, got bitty, handled his business. Fuck the world, we taking what's his. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone.
Get them in focus. I live like I want something. I ain't hopeless. used to just love living, now I love life. It's bigger than just some prism I see in the ice. Bigger than S5s, even though they so nice. It's kinda like apple pie, gotta get me a slice. Kinda rolling the dice, my life like a crapshoot. Full of chances, bullet holes in black suits. The game costs life, that's bigger than loot. Get real, at them prices, how's a man to recoup? I tell you the truth, if it wasn't for brick walls, I'd have nothing but roof. But I'm strong, keep keeping on, stay in the zone. Run paper through my fingers till the feeling is gone. By any means necessary, fearing for my own. Go hard till I leave it alone, fuck what I hate.
Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. Jealous motherfuckers wanna hold you down. Keep your eyes on everyone, life's so heavy. People in this world try to hold you, told you. Keep your eyes on everyone.
Brooks Central right there on the track, man.
Man, that hook is fucking flame.
Actually, I'm feeling that cut, man. Shoot, man, you want to jump into these voicemails,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, man, let's get into some voicemails.
Yeah, this is my man Mono, man, from MLS, man. I'm about to go ahead and jump into this one real quick and let y'all hear it.
Yeah, dude, tore it up, man.
Yo, it's your boy Monotone from MLS. I see y'all was nice enough to drop Sluggy shit on the last show, so I want to give these people a 16 for the new year. Check it out. It's real simple. Go like this. Yo, these cats, they get M's from mediocre. They rise flop harder than river cards on a turn that hold them poker. Since 98, I've been a thought provoker. Partisan rough guy. Rhymes lost alone, acting cobra. The 60 seconds left on the clock, guy they go to with defense. All rolled in one guy that holds you. The doing what I want, a guy does, I'm supposed to. Leave you in a state of misery just to show you your rhyme styles of corn. All stripped down. Matter of fact, they ass naked like corn. I'm gonna show you how a star was born. December 30th, 1975. Yo, lyrics, I come equipped. Standard safety, auto lock on. Always ain't my gift. Patterns keep them plain as is. Rock for all languages. You're hardly competitive. And you don't know who you fucking with. I debunk your style alphabetic while explaining it. MLS, baby. 916-233-7027. Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
You.
Mono.
Gmail.com. I'm out, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mono, man. Them dudes, they be bringing it on the freestyles, man. Down, him and Slugging, man. They be spitting hard as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Shoot, man. What's the other one, man, we got?
Young Chilla's producer left. Jay John left a voicemail. Pushing out some votes out there.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Young Chilla, I like that cut, man. That cut was hard as fuck.
That was that.
I'm about to jump into this one real quick.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, just click.
My back.
Calling in, repping that Young Chilla. I'm holding, you know what I'm saying? I produce a track. I'm repping for Young Chilla, man, and Fire Connect Production. Make sure y'all vote for us, man. Holding it down out there. Repping Jigga City. Yeah. Oh, man, my contact 225-284-7020.
Yeah, you're about to have the whole world calling you, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up, man.
There goes your fucking cell phone, bill, my friend.
Yeah, you about to get mad calls, though, but shout out to Jay John,
man. Upgrade that plan, get some free minutes, my friend.
Yeah, I was feeling that cut, though. Shit. That cut was hard as fuck, man. Time for the rundown real quick, man.
Yeah,
Ginger,
we're going to jump
Jackson, out of Los Angeles, California, man. Go there and check her out. Absolute, coming out of New York. The Academy, also out of Mount Vernon, New York, man. Shoot, Brooks Central, we said they was out of Watts, man. So go there, check them out. We have all the websites over on hoodhype.com, man. Go to the voting section. You can peep out all the information and get in touch with these dudes, man.
Don't forget to call 313-406-7577.
Yes, sir.
We love the calls, man. Some we didn't play because they were absolute shit. But we need more.
Yeah,
we don't hang up. God damn, the fucking 25 hung up calls last week.
Straight up?
Yeah.
People be scary, bro.
25 hang-ups, man.
Yeah, get on there, get your votes in too, man. People have been doing a good job about that, but
lazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, go ahead and get your votes in for all these artists that you heard.
Hit up the Hood blog, man. www.hoodhype.com/blog.
Yep, or click the Hood blog button on the front of the homepage, man.
Yeah.
Get to it either way.
Yeah.
Same problem there, man. Mad people viewing the numbers is nuts, but people still be scared to comment a little bit.
Pussies.
They've been putting their ratings in, though.
They'll so fucking vote. They'll vote on artists. They'll vote on when we put up voting on the blog. Motherfuckers will not comment. Pussies.
Scary, man. Straight up. Speak up, everybody.
Come on, speak up to me, bitch. 313-406-7577. This is the thing, too, that on the Hype Line, man. Feel free to call if you got questions on anything or comments about any of the sports talk or anything that we're doing. Yeah. Feel free to call, man. Don't hang up. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody's going to fucking find you. I swear to God, people are scared. Like, somebody's going to hear my voice and find me or something. Yeah. Just
I don't
call.
Care. I'll call up hating, man. Say what you got to say.
Yeah.
Just say it. And just don't do no dumb shit, man. We get a lot of people be just doing dumb shit like the one kid, people, you know, the young kids who called up there was just talking about their boyfriends or whatever the fuck, man. Don't do that.
He said keep that shit short. He's stupid.
Next year. But that's what's up, man. Yeah. Shout out to hiphopdirectory.com. My man James over there doing it big. Shout out to Adam over there at smoothbeats.com playing the best hip hop. 24/7 on the internet, man. You can catch us over there Thursdays at 7 or Fridays in the morning. And shit, man. Bomb ass tones, man. This guy still be killing me with that damn Cat Williams ringtone.
I ain't got it right here, man. But thank I'll be playing God, it when man. We're at the show. I'm going to be smacking it in people's fucking ear.
That, man. Check out Bomb Ass Tones, man.
Yeah, check out our next episode, man. We're going to have maybe some commentary about the auto show and we're out there and all that shit. Maybe some pictures we'll be posting on the blog and shit.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you come to the blog and check out the pictures.
Post some of the same pictures you've been seeing everywhere around the fucking world already and just from our perspective.
Hell yeah. All right. Our perspective is better than anybody else's anyway, so fuck it.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
and,
man. We got to run, man. It's getting late.
I'm still
going
to fuck Paula Patton really hard. I'm going to play with her pussy. All
right. It's your boy Major, man.
This is J-Man.
Signing off episode number 40. We'll be back at y'all in a couple of weeks.
Ain't scared, bitches.
Yay.
Look, I got the last word again.
No, you don't, bro. One time.
One time.
One time.
This show has been a Mac Major production.